Copenhagen frequently tops rankings of the world's happiest, most livable and best designed cities. While Denmark's capital may not be perfect, its successes in a few key areas provide teaching points for metropolises around the world. Family is central to Danish life. According to BBC News, parents typically receive an entire year of maternity or paternity leave, half fully paid and half up to 90% paid. Culturally, there's little pressure to work overtime, leaving people more time to spend with their families. While all of this leads to much higher taxes, Denmark has the highest income tax in the world, Danes are willing to bear the cost. The importance of stress-free living in Danish culture is reflected in the sustainable infrastructure of its capital city. Copenhagen is friendly to pedestrians and perhaps even friendlier to cyclists. Nearly 480,000 people, about 40% of residents, commute by bike each day, causing some to call Copenhagen the number one cycling city in the world. The city's bike sharing program provides bikes to locals and visitors for free, and Copenhagen has a network of about 350 kilometers of off-road bike paths, complete with traffic lights. Plus, there's the metro and an extensive bus system. Residents usually prefer to cycle or take public transport because there are deterrents to driving in Denmark, namely some of the highest petrol prices in the world and a petrol tax. Sustainable architecture is also central to city policy. Most new buildings, for example, are required to have areas covered with plants and vegetation, and most old buildings have been adapted to meet these standards. In addition, city planners say that in the next 5 years, 90% of residents will be able to walk to a green space in just 15 minutes. Copenhagen is also trying to use alternative sources of energy, purchasing some wind power as it strives to be carbon neutral by 2025. One of the biggest contributing factors to Copenhagen's happiness and livability is purely cultural. Copenhageners know how to have a good time while also taking care of the environment. Copenhagen consumes more organic food than any other place in Europe and also has more Michelin stars than any other Scandinavian city, 14 to be exact. Leading the city's recent food and drink renaissance is Noma, a local food-obsessed establishment named the world's best restaurant 2 years in a row. The Danes' love of nature and concern for the environment means that Copenhagen serves as an example to other major cities of environmentally sustainable living in the 21st century. You have a minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time. Copenhagen frequently tops rankings of the world's happiest, most livable and best designed cities. While Denmark's capital may not be perfect, its successes in a few key areas provide teaching points for metropolises around the world. Family is central to Danish life. According to BBC News, parents typically receive an entire year of maternity or paternity leave, half fully paid and half up to 90% paid. Culturally, there's little pressure to work overtime, leaving people more time to spend with their families. While all of this leads to much higher taxes, Denmark has the highest income tax in the world, Danes are willing to bear the cost. The importance of stress-free living in Danish culture is reflected in the sustainable infrastructure of its capital city. Copenhagen is friendly to pedestrians and perhaps even friendlier to cyclists. Nearly 480,000 people, about 40% of residents, commute by bike each day, causing some to call Copenhagen the number one cycling city in the world. The city's bike sharing program provides bikes to locals and visitors for free, and Copenhagen has a network of about 350 kilometers of off-road bike paths, complete with traffic lights. Plus, there's the metro and an extensive bus system. Residents usually prefer to cycle or take public transport because there are deterrents to driving in Denmark, namely some of the highest petrol prices in the world and a petrol tax. Sustainable architecture is also central to city policy. Most new buildings, for example, are required to have areas covered with plants and vegetation, and most old buildings have been adapted to meet these standards. In addition, city planners say that in the next 5 years, 90% of residents will be able to walk to a green space in just 15 minutes. Copenhagen is also trying to use alternative sources of energy, purchasing some wind power as it strives to be carbon neutral by 2025. One of the biggest contributing factors to Copenhagen's happiness and livability is purely cultural. Copenhageners know how to have a good time while also taking care of the environment. Copenhagen consumes more organic food than any other place in Europe and also has more Michelin stars than any other Scandinavian city, 14 to be exact. Leading the city's recent food and drink renaissance is Noma, a local food-obsessed establishment named the world's best restaurant 2 years in a row. The Danes' love of nature and concern for the environment means that Copenhagen serves as an example to other major cities of environmentally sustainable living in the 21st century. There is a minute now to finish the task.